Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
It is Feel Good Vibes right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul. That is Lady Zamar with Castles in the Sky. Bring your time to exactly 14 minutes past 8 o'clock. And we did promise you a little bit early on that we're going to have somewhat of an insightful conversation that is with Titus Shivute, our friend. The person that we love the most here. You know what? Every time the Titus comes through, we already know that he, first of all, has goodies for us. And it's just going to be a good day because I was in the presence of Titus Shivute.
There we go. That's the energy I need each and every Monday morning.
Right? Yes. How are you doing today, Titus?
Not all is well on my end. It was a very laid-back weekend. I see Ventuk is becoming quite empty. Everyone's on holiday.
Yes. Someone was actually saying, like, if you're still working, you need to go further your studies. We are essential workers, and people need us, right?
Please, which is why we are still stuck doing our whole 9 to 5 thing. While everyone is already on holiday and probably on a beach already.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's going good. All is well. We are trying our best also to make sure that each and everything is in place for the festive season.
Yeah. This is actually a really busy season for you guys, right? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, a lot of the times, obviously, in different industries and so forth, run about this time, a lot of people wind down. A lot of people are just chilled. They're like, there's not really much going on.
Yeah.
But that is not the case for Namibia Blood Transfusion Services. Yeah. How has things been going? Are people actually coming out to donate? What's the vibe that time?
People have been coming through to donate, but what we have seen is that there is also a significant increase in the number of patients that are actually requiring blood at the hospitals. So each and every day, in order for us to meet that demand, we need at least 170 people donating every day in order to ensure that we actually able to meet the demand. So it's quite high. And normally in the festive season, it's I think the last thing on someone's mind is also donating blood. Everyone's have quite the year and they are ready to switch off. So we often also experience a drop in collections as a result of that. And Ventuk, which basically forms as the hub of blood collections for the entire country. Becomes a little ghost town during the festive season. So we have been setting up blood drives in different towns. We were in Cape Mansop and Mariental last week. We had blood drives this weekend that went really well as well. So we are hopeful that we'll be able to pull through after the festive season. And then hopefully, slowly after the new year, when schools resume, we get more learners and students to donate. Yeah.
But you know what, obviously, I know you guys are already there, but go to the coast.
Yeah, we are.
As in be at the coast, as in like every street corner.
Yeah.
Hi, you look healthy. What's your blood type? Do you want a cookie?
Yeah, let's drag you in here quickly.
Let's drag you in there.
We are going to be hosting blood drives in the coast. It's a huge focus area for us, especially this festive season, as well as the north. We also have a team that's operational in the north. Yeah. I know a lot of people that are already probably on their way or are already in the north right now. So you guys also get an opportunity to assist us. We have a permanent center at Washamba Mall in Ondangwa. So in Ondangwa, you can donate at Washamba Mall each and every Tuesday between 10 in the morning up until 6 o'clock in the evening. And then each and every Thursday, we actually have another center in Oshakati, which is at the state hospital grounds Oshakati. So that that center is also open between 10 to 6 o'clock. And to make things nice and convenient for everyone, we actually provide transport. So if you are in and around Ondangwa or Oshakati, you can give us a call on 061-386-3000. And then, we can arrange to pick you up. And after you donate, then we'll drop you off
at home. Yeah. So, Titus, you've been with Namibia Blood Transfusion Services for how long?
For quite some time. I'm actually just realizing come 2024, it's going to be 10 years since I was an intern.
All right.
So, it's quite
a journey.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey through a whole lot of transitions as well. But the institution has changed significantly and we are now able to really focus and help ensure that all patients that need blood and blood products in the country are able to receive them. And we've even advanced where we are doing blood products now that are significantly advanced, such as double red cells and plasma donations, platelet donations. So in terms of where the company has gone for quite some time now, it's basically in terms of Africa, we are like top chart.
Is it?
Yeah,
top chart. So you've grown in so many ways with the institution itself.
Yes.
Why do you do what you do? Because, I mean, the industry that you're in, you can get a job anywhere else, right?
Yeah.
Why Namibia Blood Transfusion Services? Why is it close to your heart?
I think it's just giving significance and giving back to individuals. The core story that sort of drew me to the institution is I lost my dad to cancer when I was, I think, 13 years old.
To hear that, yeah.
Yeah, so as a result of that, I've always thought, you know, I don't want another child to experience something like
that
what I had to go through. So if I can make some sort of impact in order to improve the lives of so many individuals around the country, then I'll step forward and do so in order to help ensure that another person shares another Christmas with their family and another loved one also is able to experience so much more. So, yeah, that's basically what a huge part of what drives me with the blood transfusion service each and every day.
Okay. So to anyone who is listening right now, probably they've been thinking about donating, but it's also been that, oh, but I'm also going to get a needle. I don't even know if I'll qualify. Yeah. I don't even know my blood type. Why should people come through, especially during this festive season, to come and donate blood?
Yes. First and foremost, only 1.2% of our population donates blood annually. And I believe we can do significantly better as Namibians to help ensure that all these patients that need blood and blood products are able to receive them. Secondly, there are a number of patients that need to receive blood transfusions as a medical intervention for various reasons. We are talking about mothers who bleed excessively during the process of childbirth.
Yeah.
We are talking about cancer and leukemia patients whose bodies can't produce enough healthy cells on their own. And moreover, you know, all the fatalities that happen due to trauma incidents such as car accidents and stabbing incidents in our societies. If blood sometimes is readily available when these people present at the hospital, the medical intervention can actually occur for us to be able to help save their lives. So you can be a part of that, and it takes about 30 minutes of your time. Primarily, it's just 30 minutes of your time. You donate 450.
And you get a cookie.
Sorry. Yeah, you get cookies, and we're actually giving out nice a little nice festive gift also for you if you donate during the festive season. So primarily, that's it, to help ensure that an individual in hospital, in a hospital or medical center in this country is able to have an opportunity or a chance at life again because of your generous donation.
Come on. And you know what? I'm on this journey where I'm trying to be a little bit more selfish in terms of really understanding that me being selfish and taking care of myself is self-full and not selfish, right?
Yeah.
And understand that, especially this time where he's like, I've taken care of everybody else and I gotta take care of me now, which is right.
Yeah.
But do something for your neighbor, because also what it is just, man, it's unfortunate where a lot of the times we like, oh no, but this has nothing to do with me. But sometimes it could be someone very close to you that actually needs it, and you could have actually saved their lives. And it doesn't even have to be because I remember having a conversation with Tashia Kalondo, for example, and she was a recipient, and it's really saved her life till this point, you know. And she was talking about how, like, the fact that they actually just random people out there that just go and donate to save my life, it's amazing.
And someone who you are likely never to meet, but they are willing to you know, go through that experience to help ensure that you are able to receive this medical assistance that you require. So, and it happens for a lot of people. I mean, there are thousands of patients each and every week that receive blood transfusions. And with your 30 minutes of your time that you donate blood, you can potentially help save the lives of three patients, actually. And that's how that's impactful it can potentially be for the next individual.
So, don't drink and go to Nam BTS and say that I heard on Fresh FM I must come. Don't be that person. Maybe you can make it clear for us only because, you know, December, everybody is just, you know what I mean, the throats are open. So how do I say this? Like, if I drink on a Sunday, for example, how long do I still have to wait before I can actually be like, let me actually go to Titus and his team?
Yeah, so we just need individuals to hydrate. Often what happens is when it's excessive to a point where your body is very dehydrated, obviously the circulation of blood in your body is not as it should be on a normal basis. So, and when we draw 450 milliliters of blood from your body, then that will also impact that circulation. So we just need all individuals to please hydrate. A little teaser that I'll maybe maybe also give out.
Please do.
Munoni Erhmakni.
Yeah, I think he's
yeah. If you actually donate at our centers, which are our permanent centers, when we host blood drives that extend up until 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, yeah.
After 4 o'clock, we can actually issue a donors with a beer as well. So you can also get a beer while you are donating. So
yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we just don't want you to excessively also indulge after your donation. But yeah, you can have a nice beer and enjoy your beer while donating. Provided that you've donated previously before and have not.
We have record
any.
That you are. It's a safe area.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Titus, thank you so much. We love and appreciate you so much.
Yeah.
We see the work that you're doing. We see on social media, which, by the way, you need to be following them on social media, right? Yeah. On Instagram, on your Facebook. They are always updating as to where you can actually go to donate. Mm-hmm. Be reminded that the one time that you donate, that you can actually save 3 lives.
Yeah.
Be reminded that they can pick you up from Havana.
Yeah.
And then they can drop you off in academia.
Yeah.
Because you got stuff to do, whatever it is.
Upgrade most,
right? I mean, maybe they got things to do that's out of town.
Also.
Convenience. But the point is for you to do your part and really save lives as much as you can this festive season.
Awesome. Now that's all. We are all signing off, I guess, for the year.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for always having us through these conversations.
Always. Yeah.
Both you and NSK. It's been awesome, awesome coming into studio. Yeah. And yeah, let's help save lives.
Why not? And also, thank you for the goodie bag. Titus is always bearing gifts. Anyone was Santa. It's the season.
Yeah, also.
Why not, hey? But be sure to do your part, man. You know, so many people are depending on you. So many people on a daily are praying that someone just wakes up one day and saves lives, you know. But yeah, it takes a few minutes for them to actually find out what your blood type is, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't even take long.
Yeah, no. When we do regular rapid blood group tests at some of our centers. So for that, it normally it's quite immediate once they drop, and then we drop some solution and they react, and then we are able to tell you what your blood type is. So if you are especially O positive and O negative, we really need your assistance this festive season, and we need you to step forward to help ensure that you know, all of these patients who really require your help, who are involved in car accidents and so many other different incidents in which they require blood transfusions as a medical intervention are able to receive it.
Come on.
Yeah.
I am a O positive, sorry.
Yeah.
I cannot donate. We've had this conversation. I've accepted it.
Yeah. But luckily,
but
there are O positives.
But my sister.
Yeah.
She actually donated last week.
Okay.
I was like, let's go do it for me. But I was like, I can't go. Okay. They don't want me there.
Yeah.
But it's not even about that. It's just, you know, when I was young, I had hepatitis B and was quite severe.
Yeah.
I almost died.
Yeah.
So I can't do that to the next person.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know unless you go to an MBTS and just really find out if you're safe to donate or not. But thank you, Titus.
Nah, thanks a lot.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.